Ciebie Ojcze, Tobie się męczy bezpomędzie, Dora Piącie Sankie Drugorysz.
Panie,
Ojcze, Panie, Ojcze, Panie, Ojcze, Panie, Ojcze, Panie, Ojcze, Panie, Ojcze, Panie, Ojcze, Panie, Ojcze, Panie, Ojcze,
Panie,
Ojcze, Panie, Ojcze, Panie, Ojcze, Panie, Ojcze, Panie, Ojcze, Panie, Ojcze, Panie, Ojcze, Panie, Ojcze, Panie, Ojcze, Panie, Ojcze, Panie, Ojcze,
Kola Panjie Sanjie Dua Raisho. Na mi nie dojdzie i dziwą, no. Zajęła za mi nie dojdzie, nie dojdzie, nie dojdzie, nie dojdzie, nie dojdzie, nie dojdzie, nie dojdzie, nie dojdzie, nie dojdzie, nie dojdzie, nie dojdzie, nie dojdzie, nie dojdzie, nie dojdzie, nie dojdzie, Obalim bilgi dini zandu da dini zandu yusam san yemi gulu gulu ki senden de samra yu. Neden bir iki yılın tam de kısa da maci da hurma gelin bizim dikkatini. Bu da donyu gulu ki yiyen bir haber anmeyle bozulmuş onu sevdi. Kadim Bey. Çoğu dedi. Tamam. Sayı çoğu durduğunu. Bu da var mıydı? Ha, çetesi. Sadıkan son. Bu da mı? Tam doğru gibi. Dürü gibi. Bunu var diye. Dürü gibi donsun konuşuyordu. Dürü gibi sakin edin konuşuyordu. Herhalde. Yani geri dursun. Müşterim geri dursun. Sanki ki çeşin yıl dostu var da. Sanki son. Son geri yıl dolu. Çeşin yıl dolu. Çeşin yıl dolu. İngilizce dolu sadece. Çeşin yıl dolu. Çeşin yıl dolu. Bum, yapa bum ki, yuma. Ne mi ki ki? Yarın başında da yerin dursun ki. O soğuk soğuk. Ben o da donu gidiyorum. Sen de yüce de olsun. O da sen de sonra gidiyorum. Ve ben de ona ne? O da gidiyorum şey yok orada. Sen de o da donu gidiyorum. Sizin gidiyorum. O da donu gidiyorum. Sen de hayatı. Onun hürür ki da. Sizin gidiyorum. O da donu gidiyorum. Tabi sen de onun hürür ki da. Ben de onu konuşuyordum. Konuşuyordum. Havada konuşuyordum. Konuşuyordum. Sonunda. Sonunda. Sonunda konuşuyordum. Bir de bir tane şey diyeyim. Diyor ki ben de sonunda konuşuyordum. Bir madu. Tabi ben sen kendi yanlar ki var. Tabi. Şey diyeyim diyor ki ben sonunda konuşuyordum. Ben de diyeyim ki sonunda konuşuyordum. Bu arada bir tane babayla şimdi gittim. Bu arada havacı. Tabi ben sen kendi yanlar. Mesin tolu tolu sadece.
So yesterday we stopped at we finished at the Mahamudra of the tantric system, which is briefly covered in this text by Pandit Mahatma Chagin. The text of the main root of the victorious one, the root text of the precious Mahamudra tradition. So now we covered that briefly. Next, but again, the Mahamudra of the sutra system, the former refers to the ways of meditating on emptiness, which is explicitly taught in the extensive, the intermediate, and the short Perfection of Wisdom Sutras. And so the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras are the text which the Buddha taught, and they show this the profound view of emptiness explicitly. With regard to Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, there are many texts, but mainly those of they comprise the 100,000 verses of Vajraparamita Sutras, and then extensive Vajraparamita Sutra, and then the intermediate Perfection of Wisdom Sutra refers to the 25,000 verses of Perfection of Wisdom, and then the short one refers to the 8,000 verses of Vajraparamita Sutra. And so these show the emptiness explicitly. And then the text goes on to say that there is the master Nagarjuna says that the noble and supreme master Nagarjuna says that there is no other path to nirvana than was shown there. And so Master Nagarjuna was someone who established this path of emptiness as explicitly taught in the Professional Wisdom Sutras in his own treatises. And established this tradition of Madhyamaka. And the text also says that there is, as said by Master Nagarjuna, there is no other path than this meditation on emptiness, this realization of emptiness, or taught in the Professional Wisdom Sutras to attain the nirvana.
노력이 동의공출이 늘기 시작했던 공출이, 지진이 되게 동의공부하고, 야마지, 가봤음, 가봤음, 그랬어요. 오대가 다시 녹음을 늘기, 제가 되나. 과보 늘기, 상계남도 알아, 상계. 상계상, 상계남, 면도연에게 예담이, 탈별연의 지진이, 예담이 되지 않아. 예, 녹음을 늘기다. 공부하는 게 뭐가 화가지, 야마지, 면도연, 상계남. 대화 집에서 지지기도 다 어떻게랑 기분이 많이 했다. 오늘 동안 대그 여러와 대 동성 지지. 그래서 그 말이네. 자기 반기인 다성이래. 자기 반기인 무슨 다자고 다등이. 바로 이제 나상 하나 더와 줘야 해. 바로 이쯤에 그러려나 하비 더와 있는 더와 줘야 되는 줄. 나도 너 네, 지진이 되셨는데, 소문 수도 발생. 그러면, 더이하게 농담하기, 농담이, 더이하게 농담이. 소문이, 너망이 시지마, 소문이 시지마하고, 너무, 중이 된바, 중이 배, 세바이, 흘러 범아, 흘러다, 흘러져서 막 나와다가 이제 용과를 막 떼만 이랬더니, 내가 용서해야 하면 좋은 거지. 교회 소유할 사람이면 공대. 이제 교육이로 내가 그들 내가 대결해. 아무도 내가 대충 공대 내가 대결 때문에 그러고, 그러면 내가
And so, as the text, the root text says that the Master Nagarjuna says that there is no other path than the realization of emptiness for liberation. If you ask where Master Nagarjuna has actually said that, it is in fact given in the commentary, the auto commentary by Lothar Chagin himself. Where it says, although the source is not given, but I think according to this glossary or note, given in this text. It is from this text by Nagarjuna called In Praise of the Perfection of Wisdom. So what is said is this. The path relied upon by those of the Buddhas, Pratyeka Buddhas, and Shravakas, the path which is definitely relied upon by them is the path and the only path to liberation. And it is said that there's no other way and a path to that liberation. With regard to this emptiness, which is said to be the religion of which is said to be the only path to that of nirvana, this profound view is called the same as it is taught in Sutrayana. It is the same profound view that we should also understand to be the path of emptiness taught in Tantra. There is no difference between this profound view of emptiness between the Sutra and Tantra. And so to this for this, the Tibetan master, Venerable Satyapandita, has said this. You know, it is given in the other commentary this view of emptiness is no different in that of the Vajrayana. It is said in by Satyapandita that between the Sutrayana and Tantrayana, the secret Mantrayana, there is no difference. View is taught. And in fact, if there is some part view which is taught systems which is greater than this which is without elaborations or the reifications as taught in perfection of the vehicle, then that view would be, in fact, a view of reification. The view which is not taught as non-reifying, as taught in the perfection of wisdom, if there is something greater than that view, then that view would be a reified view. And if that view is not a reified view, then there is no difference between it and the Sutrayana. And it also, so what this shows is basically between the Tantrayana and Sutrayana, the difference that is there is between the mind which realizes emptiness and not the emptiness itself. Master Adisha has also mentioned in his Land for the Path and Enlightenment, who would realize and you have something? Who would realize this emptiness? And then the answer that is given is it is realized by the Master Nagarjuna, who was prophesied by the Buddha, the Tathagata himself, and who has seen the truth of reality, the suchness, and also Master Chandragirti. And so, following their instruction, the instruction that has come from the dear tradition, there is Buddhahood for them, and no others. And so this shows that the realization of emptiness as taught by Master Nagarjuna and Master Chandrakirti is the only path to liberation.
なるほど。先頭の話なんで、どういうことですかね。先頭の話なんで、どういうことですかね。先頭の話なんで、どういうことですかね。先頭の話なんで、どういうことですかね。先頭の話なんで、どういうことですかね。先頭の話なんで、どういうことですかね。先頭の話なんで、どういうことですかね。先頭の話なんで、どういうことですかね。先頭の話なんで、どういうことですかね。先頭の話なんで、どういうことですかね。先頭の話なんで、どういうことですかね。先頭の話なんで、どういうことですかね。先頭の話なんで、どういうことですかね。先頭の話なんで、どういうことですかね。先頭の話なんで、どういうことですかね。先頭の話なんで、どういうことですかね。先頭の話なんで、どういうことですかね。先頭の話なんで、どういうことですかね。先頭の話なんで、どういうことですかね。先頭の話なんで、どういうことですかね。先頭の話なんで、どういうことですかね。先頭の話なんで、どういうことですかね。
And then the text goes on to say, here I shall give instruction on Mahamatra in accordance with his intention, referring to the case that refers to Madhusudana and Arjuna, and discuss the methods that lead you to recognize mind in keeping with the exposition of the lineage masters. With regard to the discussing the method of that leads to you to recognize the mind. Recognize the mind. What that refers to is actually thinking motive, means introduction to the mind, which here you can refer both to the conventional nature of the mind and the ultimate nature of the mind. Ultimate nature of the mind means that we call that true nature of emptiness of the mind. And so this will be explained in accordance with the called exposition of the lineage masters, means following the tradition of Lama Tsongkhapa and his disciples.
I don't know what to do.
So, with regard to this traditional explanation of the Mahamatra according to the tradition, first of all, Lord Van Chaitian goes into enumerating other systems of my traditions of Mahamatra that have spread in Tibet before the time of Lama Tsongkhapa. And so he goes on to mention these different traditions. It says, from the point of view of individually ascribed names, there are numerous traditions, such as those of the simultaneously arising, as merged, the amulet box, possessing five, the six spheres of equities, the four syllables, now the pacifier, the object to be cut off, absorption, the discursive Madhyama view, and so on. And so these different traditions were established by different masters of Tibet, such as Tibet. Namely, the first one, what is known as the simultaneous arisal, is the tradition of Gampopa. And then the amulet box comes from the Digong tradition, and then the echo taste is from that of Zhangbo Jie. And then Xijie, the pacifier, refers to the tradition of this Indian master, Padamba Sankhya. And then there is also the Dzogchen tradition. So there are these different traditions which also teach Mahamudra, is recognizing the reality of the mind. Then it goes on to say that although they are, nevertheless, they're when scrutinized by a yogi learned in scripture and logic and experienced in meditation, the definitive meanings are all seem to come to the same intent point. And so what this shows is that although there are these many different traditions of Mahamudra, ultimately there is no difference in the view of emptiness, the relation of emptiness. But why there is this, there are these different traditions is, first of all, because of the different instructions and traditions that have come down from different masters. And then secondly, because of the disciples for whom these teachings are given. And so because there are different temperament and also nature, thought, and the way of thinking of different people, accordingly the masters have taught these different systems. They differ slightly from each other, but ultimately they come to the same point. And so there, although there is this difference in naming the traditions, and also the approach and taking specific instances of practices differ, but ultimately they don't, they come down to the same point of realizing emptiness. And so from that point of view, they are the same ultimately in explaining them for the middle way view.
That's
아고 원기 선아 가서 우리 능이에 되는 까지 원기 선아 가서 또 시행 좀 봐. 아고 또 왔다 막 말했지. 아고 원기는 원기 돌아 가서 다 시행. 진짜 다 되는 늦어 원이 용주세. 아고 또 왔다 막 이기는 원기 알지. 너무 공 화나는 거다. 너무 지야지. 운이 근데 이거 원선 가서 좀 시행 좀 와. 아니 원기 돌아 가서 아고 원기는 원기는 되는 거. 너무 무지해 막. 너무 시행 좀.
And then it goes on to say that of the two main techniques of the tradition of Mahamudra, namely seeking to meditate on the mind on based on I think that's you know based on the gaining the correct view of reality and seeking correct view based on the meditation. Out of these two systems, Lokan Chögyen is saying that he is going to deal with the second one, which is that of finding the view through meditation. And so, what does it mean to say that you know finding meditation through that of the view? It is before going into actual meditation itself, you establish the profound view of emptiness through your studies, logic, and so forth. And having ascertained this the view of emptiness, then you use that logic and move on into meditation. And on the other hand, before doing that, you try to do meditation, and based on your meditation, then you find that the profound view of emptiness. So he's going to deal. He says he's going to deal with the second technique. So, what does it mean to say that finding the view through meditation here? The emphasis here is that of, I mean, when you want to meditate, do meditation, what you need is first of all to develop that of it's called the calm abiding. First of all, you establish a mind in calm abiding, and then using that single-minded mind, you try to find develop that of insight into emptiness. And so this is the technique that is also taught by Master Shantideva in his Bodhicharya Avatara, where he says having developed or by after having possessing by possessing this firm calm abiding, then you overcome or destroy that of the afflictive emotions through the insight. And then this is also what is taught in the sutras, for example, in this sutra called the state of jewels and Jewel Sutra, it is said that based on the morality, you develop concentration, and based on that, you develop the wisdom or insight. And so this is the way to find, so these show the way to find this insight or the profound view of emptiness through meditation.
他现在就完了，现在一说不完了，现在就说，现在就这个这个从我们的，从用业里做的来呢，啊，村民呢，那老，现在就那点，现在就那点老几亩地，根本，现在就谁那点地，那也不就不完，那那吃饱就不完，那都要吃饱些，吃饱些不些，交房屋没办法，不村民要做到啊，嗯。
他当然老子比你多了，我爸，你们老子嘛，我们就过来说，说，就说些，那那那那边，也没，这个年我你都不清楚，确实嘛，家母的人，从那进来的，那么多路子里，家母的人，人家也没有做，现在连干的都忘了，那就是的，家里里干的这些人就忘了，你那干的忘了，人家他们在那里就为什么？ 我们要多，现在怎么说？现在怎么说？人家就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我们说，现在就说我
Bütün yok sağ ol. Elinle doğru boyu çadır altından doğru alırsın acı. Doğru mu? Bütün kanı, yumuşak bu var. Hiç yumuşak değil. Sağım seçe ortam, o ne bu var? Bildin mi? Yok ben ama. Dün ama çok çarptı. Bir
Now, since you said that we have developed that for shamatha or karma binding, it is important to know that in order to develop shamatha, you have to all the different requirements and facilities for developing shamatha, such as these facilities or the conducive conditions for developing shamatha are such that you have to be in a place where it is conducive to your meditation, and then secondly, you have to have very little want, without being greedy and so forth, and then thirdly, you have to be contented with what you have, even if you have a very poor the sustenance and so forth, and you should have at least contented with what you have. And then the third one here, the fourthly, you have to be less active and have very little activity to engage in. Such as, what this means is doing business or working in the fields, in the agricultural fields, and also being too much obsessed and working on those of the astrology and so forth. And then, on top of that, you should have a very pure morality. And lastly, what you have to have also is that of very little desire and hatred within yourself. And so what that means is that you have to try to decrease the amount of attachment and desire and anger, hatred, and all these other defilements within your mind stream. They have to be as little as possible in order to be able to develop the shamatha. So these these conditions have to be fulfilled in order to develop shamatha. So there are requirements for you. If without these requirements and conditions, you will not be able to do, develop shamatha.
我们自己的老百姓的拆解，先把他们上，先把孙子，我都在国，你们在跑的，他把你抬到上。 我们老爸也把什么叫什么什么什么，因为我就是不，你那点怕，他把他往那边儿嘛说，那你出事见了我们急一叫，就当说了，解释了嘛不下，我就是在二十二中间的。
Then when you sit down to do your meditation, to develop the shamatha, what you have to have is the comfortable seat on which you need to sit. Here the text mentions on a seat conducive. The seat conducive for mental stability, assume the sevenfold bodily posture and clear yourself purely with a round of nine taste breath. And so with regard to these the seat, first of all, you should have it in such a way that there is space for wind to flow underneath, so that you feel the coolness of the wind when you do your meditation. And then with regard to the physical posture, the sevenfold bodily posture, what they are is your two legs are in this Vajra cross posture, and then the two hands are held in such a way that you put your one hand on top of the other in this meditation posture. And then thirdly, you have to straighten your back and your body so that all the spines are straight. Then your shoulder should be slightly raised, and then your eyes should be looking down, so that your head is slightly bent in forward, and your eyes looking down at the tip of your nose, tongue is called your teeth, and tongue is touching up at the palate, and then your teeth the lips have to be held in a rather not tight, closed, but leave them naturally as natural as possible. And so these with these physical postures, then you do your meditation.
원다 되니까 다 로우사제 로우사제 이제 수수기나 뭐지 운동 마마로 되는데 체리기 체리다 되네 이 운동 마마로 운동 마마에 이제 자주 생 거로 봐 운동 마마도 세 내가 전화를 해서 로우사 너무 야발해야 홍수 홍네 옛말로 저 바다 그런 거 한다 옛말로 얘는 우리가 양다인
So, in regards to the what the text says, it is clear as I feel it with the round of the nine rounds of breath. So, raw, I think here doesn't mean taste, but it's has to do with the filthy thing. Kind of, and what basically this shows says is that you have to why you do this nine rounds of breath is in order to get rid of the incorrect motivation of your doing meditation, as well as to do away with the very gross and coarse states of discursive thoughts and defilements. When you do this breathing in and out, the nine rounds of breathing, you get rid of all these defilements and discursive thoughts that are gross and hinder your meditation. And so how you do this is, first of all, breathe in from the right nostril three times, and breathe in and then out of the left nostril, again breathe in from the right nostril and out of the left nostril. So do this three times. And so, and then when you, next you change the side, you breathe in from the left nostril and out from the right nostril three times. And then finally you do, you breathe in three times from both the nostrils and breathe out from both. And so this helps, the purpose of doing this is to stop having any kind of very gross and coarse kind of discursive thoughts and defilements when you do meditation. Now when you breathe in, imagine that all the blessings of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are coming to you, and then you breathe them in, and they come into you with your breath, and then when you breathe out, imagine all the the discursive thoughts, conceptual thoughts, bad state of mind, the defilements, and very coarse levels of these thoughts and conceptions go out of your body. So with this understanding, you do the three, nine rounds of breath and breathing.
You 아니 뭐 이거 부르고 되지 공공을 받아도 뭐 안 되지 이제 뭐 힘들어 이제 힘 당선이었어요 당선이었어요 또 뭐 좀 그거 다니 뭐 당만 당마다 희망이 희망다 몇세 뭐 동소소 이거 다니는 게 치 그냥 너기 위해서 내가 자주 부모 가다 너기 자주 생수고 자주 생수고 사다지 왜 결혼 생기지 그렇고 그 정도 생각하고 사라고 결혼 생기지 그 둘레야 오하는 한 5만으로 사라고 저기
Then to thoroughly cleanse your state of awareness, and then with a purely more positive mind, direct your taking of refuge and the permission of your dedication, your dedicated heart, bodhicitta. These show is that the reason why you have to clear your mind of all the impurities is to have a good motivation. So all the bad kind of thoughts and motivations that you may have doing your meditation should be discarded. The mind should be established in a very clear state. What you also have to do is for taking refuge. Now, because your motivation has to be right, the right kind of motivation to do your meditation is by taking refuge in the three jewels and also cultivating bodhicitta. So having done that, then meditate on the profound Guru Yoga, the path of the Guru Yoga. when you do your practice of Guru Yoga, make a supplication to your fervent supplication to your gurus. And then, having done that, dissolve the Guru into yourself.
이렇게 해서는 이나도 되기 포도용과 이렇게 해서는 이나도 되기 가고도 가고냐 내일도 가다 하면 이렇게 해서 이야기 해주세요. 셀레미라도 셀레미 인하고 그래서 뭐 셀레미 인하고 세자들이 셀레미 몇 번 여담네 다시 당겨주 셀레미 셀레미 인하지 그래도 미교하래 그걸 좋아하란 말이야 그러나 대유 그러면 인하가 좋아 구독되면 묘소소요 정부리가 되고 반드시 세례는 유명해야 되겠어요? 다른 것은 유명해 세무권한이 오래 자샤하고 세무대기 세무유용으로 동안 대기 문에 레도 올라와도 나도 이상한 게 되겠어요 뭐가 이제 용나하잖아도 레도 이기지 와 마약 우주나 빠진 세무야 레도 뭐가 들어와도 너무 쉬지도 와. 영혼이 안 왔지. 뒤집어지면 뭐가 쉬지가 않고, 너무 쉬지도. 꽃다지를 막, 농민샤, 깨우고. 너무 내가 들어왔는지. 뒤집어지면 뭐가 내지. 뒤집어지면 눈이 깨지. 딱 또, 신성으로 깨우고. 세살이, 뭐, 세살이, 세살이 근처로 깨우고. 뭐도 콜렌 니가 저도 명이 잡고. 생 권한이 뭐나, 생활하니 오늘 내가 마누 몸만에 지도 보이는 야구 영화를 봤죠. 나 야구 영화 지금 마지 누구지 마누라 내리기도 그런데 막 이렇게 막아 다음이 좋고 이런 이런 비즈니스. 저녁 가야 되는 이런 게 뭐야? 누가 나 못 보게 야구 생활한 거 그대로 잘. 몸의 난도, 몸바지, 몸의 난도기, 그 눈을 쓰지. 내가 안 되는 자리에 생각하고, 내가 되기 질문해. 몸바지, 추, 로마제. 그럼, 다들 제 밥에, 교수님은 호랑소리 잡고 있다. 나 없이 잡고 있다. 저기, 내가 한 마디, 터트리 보세요. 근데 좀 그냥 뭐 샤워, 담아 뒤에서 담아 오자 보면 아직 담아 주자 하는 거고. 맨 뒤에서 민이 있으니까, 이들도 모르고.
So, with regard to the, the previous one, Guru Yoga practice, you can do Guru Yoga on the basis of the co-hunitaries of Kolaka, then Tushita Heaven, and then there is a recitation of the, the Mixima name mantra of Nama Tsongkhapa, or any Guru Yoga practice that you are doing. So you have to try to practice that and do recitation of, for example, Mixima 100 times and so forth. And then, having done that, you finally dissolve the Guru into yourself. So, having made your prayers to the Guru and dissolved him into you, what you then finally feel is a relaxed mode. And so, because of that, your mind will be relaxed. And then, within that state, I mean, without having, as it says in the text now, absorb for a while, unwaveringly in this state, in which all has that appearance making and appearances have been contracted until they have disappeared. And so, and do not contrive anything with thoughts such as expectations or worries. And this does not mean, therefore, So having dissolved the guru into yourself, you feel relaxed in yourself, and then without letting any kind of thought, such as what would happen if you do your meditation on your mind, or without letting any kind of past experiences get in your way, or any kind of future expectations get in your way, you should try to since you are in a slightly altered kind of a state of mind because of the dissolution of the guru and your supplication to the guru, try to recognize the nature of clarity and awareness nature of the mind as best as possible. And when you do that, try not to have any expectations in the future by thinking that, oh, if I do this meditation, will I have success, or will it be good for me or bad for me? I mean, you should not have any kind of worries like that, nor should you expect to have good results. So without having any expectations and worries and hopes and fears, you should maintain that clarity of the mind and the awareness nature of the mind. Now, when you do your meditation on this, the conventional nature of the mind, which is the nature of clarity and awareness, sometimes it is said that some people find it easy, whereas for others it will be difficult. So it depends on individuals whether you have difficulty in doing this meditation on the awareness and clarity of mind, or you have you find it easy. It depends on individuals. So having said that, now when you meditate on the nature of clarity and awareness of the mind, a question may arise: what is it that you are actually focusing your mind on? What is the object there? When you try to develop this shamatha based on the mind, and seeing this clear and awareness nature of the mind, what is the object of your meditation? What are you focusing on? For example, when we think about meditating on, when we choose a focus such as a statue or image of a Buddha, we can say that there is some focus that you can point to that is out there. what does the mind actually focus on when you focus on the mind to develop this shamatha? That this has to be investigated. What you should have is that when you focus your mind on the clarity and the awareness nature of the mind, while you focus your mind in that nature of the mind, there should not be any kind of, as I said earlier, fears or hopes and expectations and worries about anything. Thinking whether you would have success in your meditation, or whether it would be good for you or bad for you, also thinking about past experiences should not happen at all, but you should just maintain your focus on this clear and awareness nature of the mind. And try to sustain that meditation as best as possible. It is usually said that when you do this meditation on the awareness of the mind, the clarity and awareness of the mind, no past experiences and thoughts about past experiences should get in your way, nor should you have any future expectations. But the mind should be held naturally in its own nature. So having said that, in the beginning, of course, when you do this meditation to develop shamatha, you're focusing on this clear and awareness nature of the mind. You should not try to spend too much time. Just perhaps you try to do it for 1 minute or 2 minutes, and then relax yourself, and then resume the meditation again. So repeat it like that over a period of time, spending the short period of time at the go.
그래서 지금 뭐 되기 신으로 있는데 나는 없어요. 문도 못 되는 민나 작업을 하고 있어. 작업을 지금 있어. 제가 왔을 때. 근데 야자도 또 이용 못 해. 다, 시시형 야, 이게. 지금은 야자 이놈 되지, 가위 못 해. 근데 이젠 내가 잘 보고. 최대의 것을 시작하고. 이게 내가 보는데, 내가 이제, 선생님이 내가 봐야지라고 자세히 우리 내가 보았지. 왜냐면 이 구진이 좀 보는데, 선생님이 너무 봐. 얘네 난 되게 말소. 나 살아보지는 보았는데, 이제 안 오냐고. 왜냐면 이 도구 보는데, 거기다 이제 저, 니는 너도 이미 좀 신사하고요. 이 도구도 니는 너가 많이 오고. 내가 보았는데, 선생님이 잘 보고, 왜, 나한테 그 입에 얘기하면 되게 잘 보았지. 말이죠. 세일이 기준이 시동 오고도 와. 근데, 그들만 성을 대시하기 위해서는 좋은 곳에, 나와중이라고 봐서 지는 말, 쟤, 시선제를 대시하게 된 얘기, 하고 나는, 그렇게 잡은 거야. 그래서, 야당 얘기를 했다고, 이거 맞은 거야. 세일이 기준이 시동 오고. 세일이 기준이 맞지 않아? 이 기아 예를 들어야 되는 거야. 이, 렐 하우도 없어야지. 하여튼, 만 때문에 사람을 힘들어. 너도 믹스해. 과거, 성은 아예 하우도 없어야지. 뭐. 이, 지금, 말해야지. 뭐, 니 호흡을 인데, 뭐. 이게 미워. 이, 맨, 이, 까도, 까도. 이, 겨울, 이러고 가도, 이, 사람, 큰, 이, 지금, 루어만. 이, 땡이, 땡고, 세리, 금, 동고도. 마인드에 계속 죽고, 묘하게 지내 놓고서. 세계를 지내 묘하게 세우고, 나 세리 균지 장고로 와. 세리 균지 장고로 와. 그래서, 맞지 않아? 대지 체제는, 이제 옮기 말아봐. 아니, 고로 와. 아니, 뭐 말해. 아니, 미니 코발. 대지 무슨, 대지 가요. 야단이 너, 일단, 마인드에 계속 묘하게 지내 놓고서. 세리기. 사이 리버티, 리버티하고 사이 리버티 균통, 사이 리버티 팀, 사이 리버티 뭐, 지금 가야 뭐, 삶을 잡고, 사이 균이 좋은 거. 사이 균이, 응? 뭐, 형, 너도 형을 털어? 그만 좋아. 효시나 사이 균이 좋은 거. 효시나 사이 균이, 사이 리버만 있는 너도 형을 잘 주고 가면, 너도 잘해? 막, 그것도 봐봐. 너의 기회도 없어. 나도 표정, 나도 비교가 안 돼. 세리균이 시작한 거야. 세리균이 좋은 거야. 만약에 내가 이겨도 세리, 유아의 의심도 없어. 남도 그 유아, 에? 가본 거야. 세리균이 시작한 거야. 맞아, 지난주에는 니가 많이 좋은 거야. 너 니 쟤는 지금도 가고 싶어. 니가, 로가도 쟤, 공단 놓을 수 있는 세리와. 等下我再听。
Then the next says that this does not mean, however, that you cease all attention. as if you had fainted or fallen asleep. So what this shows is, in the West, there are many people who say that, you know, focusing their mind on doing your meditation, focusing on the mind, they find it very easy. although some people may think that it's easy, and they might be, the sayings of such things were claiming that, you know, it is easier for them to have the focus on the mind rather than any image of a Buddha, which they find more difficult. This may be either an indication of something good or something bad. What happens in most cases, in many cases, is that people are not able to see the clarity of the mind and the awareness nature of the mind, which is the focus in this case, meditating on mind. But what happens is they either, some people may have some physical problems, such as, you know, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, and so forth, and because of that, they might, this physical sickness might also affect their mind. And then when they do meditation, they may be thinking that they're able to stay in their meditation. But in fact, they may be almost like fainted or unconscious, not being able to think anything. Or they may be even falling asleep. So there are these dangers that people may fall into. And so it is important to understand that when you say you are doing your meditation on mind, taking the mind as your focus, what you are saying is that you are actually using the nature of clarity and awareness, the clarity and awareness nature of the mind as your focus. And so, because of that, if you are not able to maintain that focus, and clarity, if you are not able to remind them and recall your that this is your focus, using your mindfulness and that of introspection, then whereas you might think you are still in your meditation, you may be in a thoughtless kind of a state, or almost like fainted or falling asleep. And so this must not happen. So if such a thing happens, then you would be in this state of meditation called nothingness. You have no thought at all, you are not thinking about the clarity and the awareness nature of your mind, but you are rather spaced out and not really having any thought. And so this must not happen. And this is the danger that many people have. And so in order for that not to happen, what you have to do is, on the one hand, maintain your focus on the clarity and the awareness nature of the mind. Whereas on the other hand, you also be mindful of that and see if you are your mind is distracted by other thoughts, or dullness is falling on your mind, and so forth. And this is important. So on the one hand, you maintain the your perception of the clarity and awareness nature of your mind, and on the other hand, not to allow any other thoughts and conceptions to get in your way. And so, as it's said in the text, rather you must tie your attention to the post of the mindfulness in order not to wander, the station alertness to be aware of any mental movement. And so, what that means is that you have to see if any thought, unconducive to your meditation on the mind, the clarity and awareness nature of the mind, is arising in you or not. If some kind of thought is arising, then you should immediately put it down. and get rid of them immediately and bring your mind back to the focus. And so doing these two, on the one hand, instead of maintaining your focus on the clarity and awareness nature of the mind, and as soon as any kind of other unconscious thoughts arise in you, other than your perception of the clarity and awareness nature of the mind, if any other thought arises, then put them down, get rid of them. So these doing this is extremely important for us.
Tadı ne var diye zaman, sen onu çet çatın,
没有，这里面叫我。这在那个地是怎么回事？就对。
You said that on the one hand you have to maintain your focus, your perception of the clarity and the awareness nature of your mind as far as possible. And then on the other hand you also have to see whether any kind of other thoughts are popping up in your meditation. When you try to maintain your focus this perception of the clarity and the awareness nature of the mind, when you focus your mind on this nature of the mind, then it can happen that these different thoughts will rise up. And so in order for you to maintain the mind on your focus, you have to stay focused, be alert, the text says firmly tighten the hold of your mindfulness on that which has the nature of clarity and awareness and behold it starkly. So it's important for us to maintain that focus on the mind. Having said that, you also have to understand that when you try to focus your mind on this nature of the mind, the clarity and awareness nature of the mind, when your focus is too tight and or tough, then what can happen is because of your pressure on the mind, and it can cause you to have discursive thoughts, mental excitements, and which is a non-conducive condition for your meditation. So if that happens, then you should try to get rid of those discursive thoughts, those other conceptual thoughts, either by looking at the thought itself. Trying to maintain your focus on your mind, if some other thoughts rises up, and then you should just look at that thought, so that it just kind of disappears on its own. So that is one way of getting rid of the conceptual thoughts other than your focus. If that doesn't work, then another way of getting rid of your other thoughts that rise up in your meditation is straight away putting them down and getting rid of them right away. And so this is now in the text it's used. It says that should your mind give rise to any thoughts, simply recognize them. So that shows that just, looking at the nature of that thought so that it just disappears on its own. And then you, when your mind gets settled and can get back into, get back to your focus. And, or it says, like your opponent in a duel, cut thoughts immediately as soon as they occur. And so this analogy of the duel comes from Vinaya Sutra, Dilwalung, Vinaya Agama, where there is this mention of two people fighting, an archer, as you say, an archer and a swordsman. And so, what should happen between these two is the archer shoots his arrows at the swordsman, and as the archer shoots arrows, the swordsman should be able to cuts all the arrows into pieces. And so, just as the arrow is shot at him, he should be able to, you know, use his force to cut the arrow into pieces. And then, if the swordsman is unable to do that, if, I mean, while the archer is shooting at him, if the swordsman is unable to maintain his focus, if he is distracted in somewhere, and then there is a danger that he may get shot on his body, and the arrow may actually get on his body. And so, in order for that not to happen, the swordsman has to constantly use his sword to cut the arrows. So that is the analogy that is used here when it says you cut the faults as soon as they arise.
所以跟你跟我我的当我手下的这个咱们人物我在里面的地方买就行了你我的买买也行那人当的时候我你知道你能多用的人家出去打别多少钱人当没得钱人当当的人当咋进进不进因为别个回来干活的人呢俺这的对不对所有的钱人当多用家里也多的 人当一休的马六七咱们还有就是咱们我就是就是什么平均人嘛就是三的平均人下的三日一军的嗯马六七三日一军到大马就没有了三日一军的你把的全部休息你这样子都不通过了那么多的药啊这把路的了多少的人家里接下来都用吧
那么多家里就是那么几样几样我能够做不来那么多家里家里做的是人当的嘛路人家我讲听你听的你说的那现在还不容易讲人当对于说的人当都是那么讲的你怎么还想人当不上呢那么多我现在做出来所以呢那么多原来的都当不上他们是那么虚无我的
那么多协议他们的他们认为还像咱们那么协议所长呢咱们那么多协议所长呢怎么协议我们这么下子所以这么一直做别到大大我的毕竟认为心里认为就是这些呢嗯什么让我们认为这个你可以让咱们的让我们认为 你说你还要你当当那么些的多出来些所以说呢你把好路上的都当上去那么去不知道啊这个我原来听你说的把他们前面你来了这一条这面呢就是你考虑我所以说我刚刚怕所以说什么我就会觉得心里的会觉得心里是这样的第一目的
다라기 이루지는 생이니 혼을 얻어서 매트를 다하기 이루지는 생이니 혼을 얻어서 매트를 다하기 유하장이 진상 암다나 나도 시도 그런 야구야 하장이 진상 푹 채다는 나도 못 시고 때를 보여 서장은 누가 하게 될지 말을 적었어 누가 좀 마시고 하나 하진다 누가 좀 마시고 하나 미진 마시고 하나다
我都搞不过的，一搞我就下来。这是我的马英和，我这里的。你对马来人嘛，人那怎么帮助你们生活的？平常我的，例如那些我，出去的那个，我都是讲我，出平常的该用的，他不接了该用的。这是好多大，还想去捐那个，该用的，就讲出去的该去捐我。
그렇잖아요. 그게 책임도 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 다 就就那家修路，东路老公就这个路。
那个还在干建的，我
这不咱那就那咱们用了也不要了，现在就只能躺下住了。你那修修了那个修那不中嘛？或者咱们老公留给人到那里用过，现在生意都是往发展，生意就是在那闹啊，你怎么你怎么的？你怎么的？买你不吃的对不对？买你吃的，没得人买这个钱。人家可以做的很无效，到底在做什么？你啥来东西？你如今是心灵方面做的太差了，是没啥来东西，不管我们怎样，不劳动来。你如今是心灵的一个正常用户。
Then the text goes on to say that once you have completely cut off these, cut these off, and settled your mind, then without losing mindfulness, loosen and relax its tightness. And so what this shows is that when even you do your meditation, here in this case, focusing on your mind, of course you have to stay alert. So that no other thoughts get in your way or no other thoughts arise. But it, while trying to focus your mind, you should not focus it too tightly. The mind should not be in it. You should not put extra effort in tightening them, maintaining your focus. Because when you do that, then the mind gets excited, and then the other thoughts can arise. And so, in order for that not to happen, you have to maintain a tightness of the mind or alertness of the mind, rather so the mind should not be, on the other hand, too tight nor alert and nor too slackened. On the one hand, if you are too tight, then the thoughts can arise. And whereas your other thoughts are arising because you are being too tight in your meditation, and then you slacken your effort in staying alert, what can happen is you can fall into the other extreme, which is loosening your alertness, and then what can happen is that of a mental laxity can get in your way. And so that makes the mind dull. And so neither should your mind be too tight and alert, nor should it be too slackened, but maintain a very good focus of your mind, focusing on this clarity and the awareness nature of the mind. And so it's important not to not to lose this focus, which is that of clarity, the awareness nature of the mind. What you have to understand is that you do maintain your focus. In terms of what you are focusing on, the object that you have chosen to focus your mind on, that should not be lost. Whereas putting some kind of extra effort in being too tight in your meditation should be slightly loosened. Putting extra effort also means that while you stay in your on meditation, while you maintain your focus, constantly to see if other thoughts are coming in, arising or not, all the time. And that kind of effort should not be put in your meditation. And so, what it says here, loosen, without losing the mindfulness, losing and relax its tightness means that you should not have any investigative mind or thoughts, checking whether other thoughts are arising or not. Too much of that is going to distract you. But when you think that you are not in an alert, and then when you think you are too tired and too alert, then you slacken your effort, and you may fall into that extreme of mental laxity. That also should not happen. And so, you have to stay in the middle. In other words, not too tight in your meditation, not too alert, nor too slackened, but stay in the middle, and maintain that natural state of focusing on your mind. So when you find yourself putting too much effort, trying to focus too strongly, then try to relax a little bit. And when you find yourself too relaxed, try to bring your alertness, bring your mind back to that alertness and focus on your meditation. It's like when you have, in any kind of activity that we do, if we do too much, then it's not good for us. If we do too little of it, it's not good. And so you have always got to maintain the balance between doing too much and too little. For example, if you have a water pipe or tape, if you tie the tape too hard, then strongly, sometimes the water may not come when you use the tape. And if you do it too loose, then the water will fall. So there is an extreme to any kind of activity that we do engage in, and therefore we have to always be in the middle and maintaining that balance. And so, without losing mindfulness means not forgetting your focus, the object of your meditation. But while being mindful of it, while not losing your focus, you also need to be slightly relaxed in your effort.
Yes, so we stop here.